Good news from Hollywood with George Murphy, who brings you the top news.
Hey, wait a minute, Dick. Hold it. Our new radio show isn't on the air yet.
Well, it will be right on this station.
Oh, I see you were just practicing. Well, did you tell the folks that we'll be answering all their letters and questions about Hollywood and that just about every big star will be our guest on these programs?
I can't tell them all that. There isn't enough time.
Okay, we'll tell them on the opening show. See you soon, folks. This is George Murphy signing off.
Folks, let me tell you about a pal of mine, George Murphy. George has long been one of the most respected members of the motion picture industry. He holds a special place in the affections of his fellow players and associates, and there's no one better fitted to bring you the good news from Hollywood.
Hold it, Dick Simmons. Hold it, my boy. What are you trying to do? Turn me pretty head?
No, I was just going to tell the folks about your new program called Good News from Hollywood.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Richard. Did you tell them about my friends?
Oh, I was about...
I mean, Ava Gardner, Lou Stone, Ida Lupino, Walter Pigeon, Rhonda Fleming, Van Heflin, and all the other famous Hollywood stars who'll be visiting me on these broadcasts.
Sure,
and did you tell them about our movie mailbox?
Oh, that's...
That's half the program, you know. Answering mail from folks all over the country who have questions about Hollywood or its famous players.
Well, I...
And above all, did you tell the folks the good news from Hollywood will be heard very soon right on this station?
I was just going...
Well, so long, Dick Simmons. Oh, and thanks for all those nice plugs.
Oh, you're welcome, George Murphy. So long.
Well, hello there. This is Lionel Barrymore. I thought I'd steal just a little bit of airtime to tell you folks I've been sort of lonesome lately. Thought it'd be nice if I had some visitors. So I'm inviting you to a real old-fashioned gab fest. It's no fun being gabby unless there's someone to listen. So I hope you'll be with me when my good friend Dick Simmons says...
At home with Lionel Barrymore, soon to be heard over this station. Tell me something, movie fans. Did you ever visit the home of a screen star? You say it's a silly question? Not at all. Just climb aboard my magic carpet and... California, here we come. Say, look below you, folks. That's Hollywood down there. And directly below you is the home of Lionel Barrymore. Say, there's Mr. Barrymore himself sitting in the patio. Let's set our magic carpet down in Mr. Barrymore's backyard and pay that genial gentleman a call.
Well, hello there. It's a funny thing. I was just sitting here hoping someone would drop in for a visit. You know, we should do this more often.
Shall I bring the folks in on my magic carpet?
No, 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 Dick. No, no. The folks don't have to be in Hollywood to come visiting my home. All they have to do is to turn the radio dial to the right station, and they'll hear...
At home with Lionel Barrymore.
That's right. That's it. That's the name of our program. And I'll be looking forward to your visit. And now, goodbye, dear.
Hi there. This is Paula Stone speaking to you from Hollywood, USA. Say, movie fans, would you like to visit with the screen stars right in their own homes, share their hobbies, watch them work at the studios, and dine with them at Movieland's famous restaurant, Romanoff's? You would? Then we have a date, you and I, to turn Hollywood inside out. Got a date book? Good. Jot this down. Coming soon on this station, Paula Stone from Hollywood, USA. Hi there. This is Paula Stone speaking to you from Hollywood, USA. Say, we have a date, you and I, to visit with all the glamorous stars in the movie capital. We'll be driving up and stopping in front of hundreds of homes, like this. And we'll be ringing hundreds of doorbells, like this. We'll be hearing Esther Williams say...
Hi there, Paula.
And Eddie Cantor say...
Hello, Paula. Come on in.
Ed Wynn say...
Hello there, Paula.
Oh, and so many others. Or maybe we'll walk on the set of a brand new picture and hear Van Johnson say...
Hello, Paula. What's new?
Gloria Swanson say...
Come in. Come in, Paula.
Louis Stone say...
Well, Paula, hello there.
Dennis O'Keefe say...
Hi there, Paula.
Walter Pigeon say...
Hello, Paula.
Ah, yes, we'll get a real camera eye view of Hollywood when Hollywood USA starts on this station. Be with us, won't you? Till then, this is Paula Stone saying so long, friends.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the greatest name in motion picture entertainment, brings its giant sound stages into your home when this station presents the MGM Theater of the Air. Thrill to the dramatic performances of Hollywood's most famous stars in full-hour adaptations of screenplays that have made entertainment history. You'll hear Marlena Dietrich, Margaret Sullivan, Van Heflin, and a host of others. Listen for the MGM Theater of the Air. The MGM Theater of the Air, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and celebrated writer of Broadway musical shows, including the most recent hit, Inside USA, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. The one-hour play that we are about to present to you on the MGM Theater of the Air
is entitled...
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Dietz. This is not a broadcast of the MGM Theater of the Air. We're just here to tell the folks about this new series of our dramatizations to be heard on this station. You'll hear famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer screenplays with famous stars, such as Marlena Dietrich in Anna Karenina.
Deborah Carr in Vacation from Marriage.
John Garfield in The Prize Fighter and the Lady.
Margaret Sullivan in Shopworn Angel.
Frederick March in The Citadel.
Van Heflin in Johnny Eager.
Yes, these and many more great personalities and great stories will be heard on the MGM Theater of the Air.